Parak Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. We now continue in the theme of the service of the day. We had a brief intermission of the various families that some that remembered for good and some that remembered to be scorned. That was just a brief intermission along the Mishnayos. But now we go back to where we were up to, where the Kohen Gadol was just finished the Vidur, the confession over his par, his ox. So he would come to the east of the Azara, which was to the north of the Mizbeach, and there were standing the two Seir Ezin, the two male goats, where he would cast a lottery to see which one would be for Hashem and which one would be for Azazel. Taraf Bekelfi, the Kohen Gadol would shake up the chest and pick the two lottery tickets. One goat would be Lashem as a carbon, one would be Lazazel, be thrown off the cliff. And they explain over here that it was a simon tov, was a good sign, if the one that's supposed to be Lashem for Hashem, for a carbon, came up in his right hand. So in order that it should, he shouldn't just, pick it with his right hand, they would mix it up. He would mix it up in order to just let it be random. And if the one for Hashem went in his right hand, then great, it's a good simon. If not, then not. And some say to the contrary, he wouldn't mix it up. Because if he spends time with his hands inside, it may look like he's looking for the one for Lashem to take it with his right hand. Rather, he would just stick it in and grab it, whatever came out. So either way, however you want to understand it, the point was is that it was done randomly. And if the one that was for Hashem came up in his right hand, it was a good sign. If not, then not. Okay. But either way, he would take them both. And then, one would go in his right hand, one would go in his left hand. V'hela shnei garolos. Echa bimine, one lottery ticket would go in his right hand, one in his left hand. Echa kasev alav Lashem, one ticket would say Lashem for Hashem. Echa kasev alav la'azazel, the other one would be written on it to Azazel. So la'acha shehel la'sagarolos, after he took these two lottery tickets, he would see what was written on it in his right and what was written on it in his left. Hasagan miyim, the vice kohen gadol that was there to, take over in case he couldn't fulfill the service, he would be standing on his right hand, by his right, v'rosh beis av mismolo, and the head of the kohanim of that day, of the family that would be serving that day, would be to his left, like we explained in Parak Gimel. Im shal shem alav v'yemina, if the right one was to his, fell on his right hand, so then, if the one that said for Hashem was in his right hand, hasagan, the vice kohen gadol, was by his right side, omelo, he says to him, ishi kohen gadol, a master kohen gadol, Hagbayamincha, raise up your right hand in order that everyone should know that the lottery ticket for Hashem came into your right hand and people should rejoice. It's a good simon. Vim shall shame Allah bismolo. If the name, if the one that was supposed to be for Hashem came up in his left hand, Rosh Beis Av Omolo, then the head of the family of the Kohen that was serving that day, he would say to the Kohen, because he's on his left hand, he's on his left side, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master Kohen Gadol, Hagbas Mocho, lift up your left hand in order that people should know that the ticket for Hashem came up in your left hand. Okay. Nisana and Al Shnei Asa'irim. Then he would put the lottery tickets on the two goats. The ticket that was on his right, he put on the goat to his right, meaning for whichever one it was in his hands. And the ticket that was on his left, he put on the goat to his left. So you have here, he's got the two tickets in his hand, one on the right, one on the left. He's got the vice Kohen Gadol on his right hand, the head of the Kohen of the family of that day on the left hand, on the left side. And then he had a goat on either side either. He had a goat on either side of him as well. So he would take the ticket, whichever ticket was in his hand on the right, put it on that goat. Whichever ticket was in his hand on the left, put it on the left goat. And he would say, Lashem Chatos. B'shoshen u'sein al asir, when he would put the ticket that was supposed to be Lashem for Hashem on the goat, he would say that this should be for a carbon chatas, and he wouldn't just say Lashem, he would say Hashem's actual name, the Shem Mefarash. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, l'hoyatzarech lomer chatas, he didn't have to say chatas, a sin offering, el Lashem, he'd only say God's name, the Shem Mefarash. V'hein, and the Kohanim, and the people who were standing in the Azara, on an acharav, they would respond after he would say God's name, Baruch Shem, Kod Malchuso, Lalom Ve'ed, blesses his name for his glorious kingdom forever and ever, like we explained in the previous Mishnayos. That wraps up Mishnah Aleph. So basically, he would stick his hand inside, pick out the two tickets. He'd put the two tickets on the two goats, one to the right, one to the left. He would say the one was for Hashem, Lashem Chatos, or just Lashem. And then people would respond, Baruch Shem, Kod Malchuso, Lalom Ve'ed. Mishnah Beis, so Kashar, the Kohen Gadol, would tie now
as he took these two lahari tickets and put them on the two goats, he would tie lashon shel zahiris, this tongue of purple wool, meaning crimson wool, however you want to touch it, with tsua, a strap, shel tzemer of wool, savua edom, here, dyed red. So this red dyed woolen string, berosh seir hamishtalayach, he would tie it on the head of the goat that was going to be sent off the mountain of Azazel. He would tie it between its horns, v'amidai keneged beis shiluchai, and he would place this goat in front of the gate that he would leave, the goat would leave to be sent off of Mount Azazel, which was the eastern gate, the Shahar Mizra. Vila Nishcha, and the goat that was for Hashem, that would be shechted, he would tie this red woolen string, Keneged Beis Shchitaso, around its neck where it would be shechted. And the Gemara explained that they would tie these strings in order that the two goats shouldn't get mixed up with one another. And they would tie one on the head between the horns, the one going off the cliff, and one on the neck, the one that's going to be shechted, the one that would be for Hashem, so they should know which one's which. For luck, they would take these shells of heroes, and they took, why they take a red string? So it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya that discusses, it's based on a pasuk, basically, why they use a red string. Okay. Balo Eitzel Paro. After he would tie the strings on these goats, he would come, the Kohen Gadol would come to his ox, Shnia, a second time, because he already made the vida, the confession, the first time for his sins and the sins of his household, like we mentioned in Parak Gimel Mishnah Ches. Now he goes back for another vida, another confession, Pam Shnia, a second time, over the sins of his brothers, the Kohanim. The Somech Shteyadav Alav, he would put his two hands between the horns of the ox, of his par. Umizvadan, he would confess, would say Vidoy over Alavonos of his sins, and Alavonos and the sins of his household, and the sins of all his brothers, the Kohanim. The Kathaya Omer, this is what he would say. Ana Hashem, please Hashem, he would mention Hashem Mufarash, Hashem's real name as it's written, which we can't say nowadays, but it was a 72-letter name. Avisi, I've sinned. Pashati, I've sinned. Chatasi, three different lashonuses of sinning. They actually explain over here in the Bar Tanura, this is good to remember for the whole Masechta, that Avisi comes from a lashon of zidonos, of purposeful sins. Pashati comes from a lashon of meridim, of rebelling, sins from rebellion. And chatasi comes from a lashon of a shogig, of an accidental sin. So that's a difference between these three different, you know, lashonoses. So you would say, An Hashem, please Hashem, you would say the 72-letter name of God, Hashem Mephorash, Avisi, Pashati, Chatasi, I've sinned, these three types of sins, Lefanecha, before you, Ani, myself, Ubeisi, my household, Bnei Aaron, and the children of Aaron, all the Kohanim, Am Kodeshecha, your holy nation, An Hashem, please God, Kaprana, atone, La'avonos, La'pesham, La'chatam, for the Avonos, the Psham and the Chatam, the purposeful sins, the rebellious sins, the accidental sins, Shavisi, Vishapashati, Vishakatasi, that I have sinned, Lafanacha before you, Ani, myself, Abisi, my household, Bani Aaron, the children of Aaron, all the Kohanim, Am Kudashach, your holy people, Hakosav, Besaras Moshe, Avdech, as it says in the Torah of Moshe, your servant, Kivayom Hazah, on this day, on Yom Kippur, Yechaper Aleichem, it will be an atonement for you. The Torah has come to purify you, Mikol Chatoseichem, from all your sins. Lefnei Hashem, to Torah, before God, you'll become pure. So this whole long text, he would say, and they actually explain over here that this, the order of the Lashon, this file is, it says, Avisi Pashati Chatasi, meaning I did a purposeful sin, then I did a rebellious sin, then I did an accidental sin. It was in this order according to Reb Meir. But according to Nechama, it was a little bit different. It was Chatasi Avisi Pashati. I did accidental first, then I did the Avisi, the purposeful one, and then the rebellious one. And Allah is like the Chachamim, because, meaning, we switch the order around. Don't say Avisi Pashati Chatasi. Say Chatasi Avisi Pashati. Why? Because, again, Avisi is rebellious, and then Pashati is, Avisi is purposeful, Pashati is rebellious, Chatasi is accidental. So it doesn't make any sense once you said, I want to do tshuva for purposeful sins and for rebellious sins,
that you want to do tshuva for accidental sins, because that's all the, it's simple, of course, it's included. Rather, you got to start from the smaller ones. Chatasi, I want to do tshuva for the accidental. Then a visi for the purposeful. And then finally, pashati for the rebellious. You got to go in order of severity. Don't just jump to the most severe, because then you don't have to do tshuva for the accidental. So we go like the chachamim, the halacha, that we change around the text, that we go from the smaller sin to the bigger sin, not to start from the bigger sin of visi, which is the purposeful one, but rather start with chatasi, which is the accidental, then go to avisi, the purposeful, and then go to pashati, the rebellious sins. Vehain and the Kohanim and the people that were standing in the Azara, when they were here, God's Shem and Mephorosh, a 72-letter name, on and Acharah, they would respond, Baruch Shem, Kod Malchusol, Alam Ve'ed, blesses his name of the glory, blesses the name of the glorious kingdom forever and ever. The Gemara explains that Lefika Chisvada, he did his confession, his view, the Pam Rishon, the first time on himself, and Val based on his household, Bilvad alone. So first, the first confession was on him and his household. And then he would come and do a second confession over his brother's Kohanim. Why? Because it's better that a Zakai, one who's meritorious, should come and atone for one is live, for one that is liable, one that is chayiv, and one that is liable, one who is chayiv should not come to atone for one that is chayiv, that is liable. Mutav sheyevo Zakai v'chaper al chayiv, al yevo chayiv v'chaper al chayiv. Meaning what this means is that he shouldn't come before Hashem as one who's liable and start pleading for his brothers, for his brethren that are Kohanim. Rather, first plead for yourself and your family. So now you become meritorious. Now once you're meritorious, let the meritorious one come and pray for the liable ones, meaning his brothers, the Kohanim. And don't just come when you're still liable and daven for somebody else that's also liable. That's why he would daven for himself and his family, and then he would daven for his brothers that are the Kohanim. And that wraps up Mishnah Beis.